cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. at Atlantic and 7:30 in Newfoundland.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Folks, and welcome to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Dean.
I'm Megan.
Oh, look who decided to show up.
Wow. Was I gone a long time?
You were gone for 2 weeks. I was alone in this frigid studio.
Well, I probably had COVID, so I was busy healing, lying in bed. Exactly.
Do you know what I was busy doing?
Yeah.
Creating a list of the top 100 songs of the year.
Yeah.
As per tradition.
Go Dean. Also, I just realized I'm wearing, it's like still Christmas week, and my only earrings are jingle
bells.
Bell earrings, so if I get too excited, you're gonna hear some jingle bells.
Okay.
Okay, Dean worked so hard on this, as he does every year. Hardest working radio DJ in the whole world, hands down. No one works harder.
Yeah,
sorry,
that sounds right.
Conservative guy who died. He doesn't
Rush
even
Limbaugh.
Seem like he tried that hard, so It came naturally to him, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I have to fight for every inch of airplay I get.
Exactly. But yeah, we have like literally the greatest songs from the whole year to share with you. So I feel like this is very exciting for you.
The rules of which being I cannot repeat an artist throughout the list of 100. Now, if you go to Dean Hayden on Spotify, you can find this full list.
Hayden spelled H-A-Y-D-O-N.
If you are so inclined, we will be playing the top 50 to 26 here. And then next week, we'll do the top 25 to the number one song. It will also be, this naturally, because we're on the radio, will be infused with more CanCon, or at least CanCon
in different
in
spots.
Different spots than it would have normally have been ranked.
To spread it out throughout the list.
But we're just, for the purposes of this, we're just going to count it down as per usual. Anyway, folks, we just heard number 50 on the list. That's Cheek-Faced, Wind Is Gone.
Yes.
Really fun little band. As my dear co-host described it, sounds like the smoke alarm song that Nathan Fielder made.
Yeah, I don't like it, but that's fine. We all have different tastes. I maybe wouldn't have put it in the top 50 of the year, but I do like Cheek-Faced as a band.
They're
so
fun. You hate you fun.
Sorry. I hate car alarms, I guess. Yeah. I think that's fair of me. But anyway, what are we going to hear next?
Okay, well, up next is song number 49 on our list. It's No Joy with Bugland.
get a smile that I can't erase. Every time I feel this way, I know I need you in every day, and I can't understand how I got so damn far. Hey, hey,
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard the 47th best song of the year, according to yours truly. That was Everybody Laughs, David Byrne. Before that song, 48, was The Sheepdogs, Nobody But You. And then before that, at 49, it was No Joy with Bugland. We are counting down.
50 to 26 of the top songs of the year.
Next week, we'll do the other half.
Yes, but welcome back. Okay, obviously, this has to also be a 2025 roundup.
Of
because
course.
We're, like, in the last day of the year right now. Tomorrow's the last day. So, what I'm going to do right now is, this is 25 major pop culture moments of 2025 from Newsweek. And
okay.
Dean lives under a rock, so I'm going to test his knowledge and see which things he's heard of. Okay, number one. John Hamm dancing meme.
No.
I have no idea what this is.
What is that?
Sorry. Do I also live under a rock?
John Hamm be in a movie challenge. Stop dancing for DoorDash.
There is the mashup moment, The Piano Man and Silver Springs, which was...
They're making things up.
Billy Joel's Piano Man was mashed with Fleetwood Mac's Silver Springs, and it went in the backs of a lot of TikToks and reels.
Oh, I do... remember that. I have heard that.
Is this really a pop? This list is hilarious to me. Number four is the Instagram hashtag, which is hashtag love.
Oh.
Was that a pop culture moment?
I'm not familiar with that one. I gotta say.
Okay, this one I have heard. The Nothing Beats a Jet 2 Holiday sound clip. It went crazy on TikTok. I only have Instagram Reels, but it was there too. And it was like a bit of a Jet 2 ad, like a radio ad, but then people would put it over top of them having like a bad time on vacation, of them like falling over or eating disgusting food or something like that.
Or like having to make eye contact with their maid.
Okay, this is Timothée Chalamet's rap reveal. So, I don't know if you're aware of this one, but everyone thought that Timothée Chalamet was this, like, rapper that was, like, blowing up.
Ooh.
This, like, European rapper or something like that.
Okay.
And then he squashed these rumors by, like, doing a song with that rapper. That rapper wears, like, a mask or something.
Okay.
So, pretty cute. We have...
I thought I was pretty pop culture literate. In all of these things, I have no idea what you're talking about.
We have Katy Perry's space mission. Was that in 2025?
I guess so. I do know that she went to space.
Yeah.
I didn't know that one.
I thought that that seemed long ago. But that has, I think, for me personally, been overshadowed by her romance now.
Yes.
with Justin Trudeau, of course. We have Sydney Sweeney's American Eagle ad.
Yeah, that was classic.
Yeah, I
she's
feel like
got
you know
good
that
genes.
One. The Coldplay Jumbotron affair.
Yeah, that's got to be like, I think that is the viral event of the year.
Yep. Okay, Travis, Kelsey, and Taylor Swift getting engaged. I think you know that one.
Yep.
Lily Allen's West End Girl, the album. Are you aware?
I should have listened to this.
She got divorced from David Harbour, and then there's a whole album about it, and it's, like, really specific. It's, like, one of those lyrics where she just, like, reads texts, which is really
cool.
Fun.
Well, I should have listened to that. Maybe that could have made this list. I'm sorry, folks.
Man's Best Friend album cover.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
We had a long, drawn-out argument about that.
Yeah, we did. Adolescence on Netflix... Sorry, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I live under a TV rock.
Netflix puts out a show every day.
Yeah.
I can't keep up.
Stranger Things ending. I don't
care.
Yeah,
who cares?
Sinners. That was pretty
Sinners
great.
Was great. I did see a funny Stranger Things tweet that was like, every episode of the new Stranger Things is a person in the wig, is a like man in a wig going, we have to stop them.
La Boo-Boo's.
La Boo-Boo's.
Of course.
Honey,
La Boo-Boo's.
We've
talked about La Boo-Boo's on the show, so
yeah.
Dean knows that one. So
basically
good job,
every
Dean.
Episode.
Okay, the Louvre heist.
That was awesome.
That was
we
sick.
Talked about that
you
here, too.
You do know that. K-pop Demon Hunters, we didn't watch, but I am aware of,
Yeah,
you know?
I remember she, like, looks at the hot dog. I saw that a lot.
Like, being in your 30s, apparently.
Oh.
That's a big one this year.
Great.
Okay. that's nice. Analog Obsessions. I don't think that counts as a 2025.
Yeah, that's been
thing.
Going on for
that's,
a while.
Oh, Performative Males. Have you heard of this?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't. Is that unique to 2025?
Well, it really blew up this year. I feel like people were having those performative male competitions in New York City and stuff, and who could be the most performative male. And it's like wearing wired headphones and reading or something. I don't know if Jacob Elordi counts as like a performative male or if he's like the. the archetype, and everyone else is just performing to like be like him.
Yeah.
Who knows? Millennial core. I can't tell if this is people making fun of millennials or liking their things. Okay, boyfriends are now embarrassing.
That's true.
Is that 2025? Starting last year, perhaps?
I think they're, like, the big op-ed called Boyfriends Are Embarrassing Now came out this February.
Okay, yeah. Don't have a boyfriend, you know?
Yeah.
Break up. Everyone be single. Who cares? Love is dead.
Either slap a ring on them or let them go, sweetie.
And then last but not least, we have Zoran Mamdani being elected mayor of New York City.
The king.
So... pop culture.
No king's protest. How about one king?
So how do you feel overall? Like, are you pop culture aware?
I think I know all the important things, and anything that I don't know is meaningless.
Not important. Yeah. I agree. I feel the same way about the ones I know and don't know. So, anyway, what song do we have up next?
Up next, we've got Watch Me Go. You've been singing this one all day.
Oh, it's a banger. It's
a banger. Number 46.
This should be higher up, but whatever.
My hand as we walk through it all, a glimpse of what's often been gone. For a moment you made me forget I'm alone. Oh my days, time keeps on trucking away. Is
this how it feels to get out my own way? All my days. I slept three whole nights in your bed. Never called, I just ran off instead. I'd left all my feelings for dead. I can't help but be scared, I'm in over my head. All my days, the time keeps on trucking away. The nighttime is worse cause I can't look away. My days. I spent so many lashes on luck. Never thought to wish one off for love. You can't miss what's never been yours. Still, it's hard when you spend your life walking through doors. Keeps on trucking away. I thought I was done, but turns out I'm okay. And oh, my days. Oh, my days. Oh, my days. So how many days do I wait? Catch a vibe for a while, suffocate. It hurts thinking you'll go away, but it's just as hard knowing that you wanna stay. Oh, my days, the time keeps on trucking away. I'm so used to last, can't tell when I'm first place. Day.
And pointing last word, because it's not something you could ever say. So swivel.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We are counting down the top 50 to 26 songs of the year on this episode. We just heard song number 44, that's Pulp, Spike Island. Before that, Orville Peck at 45 with All Oh My Days. And at 46, we had Lord Huron, Watch Me Go.
Spike Island is in reference to the Spike Island concert, which is a Stone Roses concert in England in the 90s. And there's a movie about it that came out like 10 years ago that everyone should watch. Just saying. It's cute.
And the song, like the Pulp song, is like soaked with nostalgia for that area. It's really fun.
A documentary is coming out about it, but there's only like, there's a scripted movie about it. Anyway. Good
folks,
songs.
Yeah,
it's almost like
songs.
They're the best songs of the year almost.
Yeah.
Except next week.
If you want to keep hearing great songs all of next year, consider donating to our funding drive. We've got today and tomorrow left of our funding drive.
Donate!
Yeah. You know, if you got some Christmas money, like, let's be real. You're going to use that for drugs. Give it to us.
And also,
we can buy drugs.
We got, like, my parents donated and then gave us all the little merch things. And
the
it's
merch is
sick.
So good.
Oh, my gosh.
We've been hyping up the, like, the hats and the shirts and stuff. But
we don't live in Kingston and we didn't actually see them.
Yeah.
They are sick.
They're like, really, really
they're
nice.
They're so good.
Super
so
high
good quality.
Quality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gorgeous. Anyway, folks, let's go to song number 43. This is Great Lake Swimmers, Youth Not Wasted.
Never enough time to reach for them all. rhymes and we will stay strangers. Pages of things that I had.
Never. be defined.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We are counting down the top 50 songs of the year. This episode, we are doing 50 to 26. Next week, we will do the latter half. And we just heard song number 41 on our countdown here, which was none other than Automatic Love by Nourished by Time. Thank you, Mr. Jesse Bell, for recommending this band. They are great. Before that, we heard Afternoon Bike Ride coming in at number 42 with their track Abigail. And at number 43, it was the Great Lake Swimmers, Youth Not Wasted.
Yes, all amazing songs, all amazing tunes. Thank you, Dean, for putting this list together. We watched Marty Supreme.
Yes, we did.
Woo!
Folks, when I saw one battle after another, I was like, there's no way I'm seeing a movie as good as this one this year.
And yet.
And yet.
Dean still thinks maybe one battle is better, but
yes,
that's
but
wrong.
They are in the same conversation.
I liked Marty Supreme better. I thought it was so good.
It's like if Uncut Gems had a heart.
Yeah, it's like a Softie Brothers movie. It's like very stressful, very mm-hmm. fast-paced. Like something
frenetic.
Is always happening. People are yelling over each other, but you're like... I don't know. I liked the characters
yeah.
more.
And, like, the character... Like, Marty is, like, a scumbag user.
Yeah, he
liar.
Is awful. But you still are like, oh,
but you still love
go,
him.
Ping pong boy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I want him to do well.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, the supporting characters were all really nice.
Yeah, Kevin O'Leary, your favorite.
Oh, my God.
Favorite.
Kevin O'Leary was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I am sad because I really don't like that man and I mm-hmm. want him to fail in life.
Mr.
But,
Blunderful.
But he was good. He played a really evil guy, and I was like, spot on, mister.
Uh-huh.
Don't know where you got this personality from. But, yeah.
Tyler, the Creator, was really good.
Oh, yeah. He was great.
So much fun.
Odessa Azion, I think is her name.
Yeah.
Plays, like, the love interest, and she's also
fantastic.
In the new Rachel Sennett show, and she's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
She's a great actress.
The score is, like, much like Uncut Gems. It's like...
It's like techno-y.
Techno score. It's a movie set in the 50s, and the soundtrack is all 80s songs.
Yeah.
And, like, it's trying to, like, reflect the sort of modern hustle grind culture.
Yeah.
So I like that, like, sort of playing with time.
Yeah.
That way.
Gwyneth Paltrow was also good. Like,
yes.
All the performances were great.
I feel
great.
Like that was the first time Gwyneth Paltrow has actually acted in, like, over a decade. Like, since, I don't know, Talented Mr. Ripley or something.
I don't know. I would have to pull up her IMDb. But, yeah, I would say go see it. It's,
yeah,
like, it's long, but
movie.
It does not feel long
no.
at all. Like, you're never bored. Like, I thought the pacing was great.
And, like, yeah, the first act, it's like, you're, like, setting yourself up to be like, okay, this is normal sports movie. Like,
yeah.
It's a sports biopic.
They,
and then they're like, never mind.
Yeah, they abandon the sport. Like, yeah.
Yeah, never mind. Actually, this is a movie about a crazy man who's trying to go to Japan.
Yeah. If you are looking for a sports movie, you will be disappointed. Like,
mm-hmm.
there is really not much sport, but yeah, it's more like a day in the life of a guy trying to get money movie, which is
mm-hmm.
like the other Safdie Brothers movies. But, you know, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
When someone's trying to get money, you're like,
that's what America's about.
Yeah.
Trying to get enough money to, like, survive to the next day where you can try to get money.
Yeah. It's very good.
Yeah.
Our friend said that there was too many plot points and too many needle drops. But
disagree.
I thought that... I did think there was some... plot points, like there's a whole plot about a dog for like a lot of the movie. They probably didn't need as many dog scenes. It's like not really relevant to his ping pong career, but it still worked for me. I don't know. I liked it. I didn't think there was too many plot points.
No.
I had fun.
Yeah. No, I don't really have any qualms with that one.
It was great. Go see it.
Yeah, and go listen to number 40 on our list. This is Hot Fix, Any Differently.
You want to meet me in real life. You need to see me in real life. I'm on your TV in real life. You can't believe it's not real life. You wish you knew me in real life. Do what I do, but in real life. Get up to no good in real life. Cause it feels so good in real life. So good in real life. So good in real life. So G-I-R-L. So G-I-R-L. So G-I-R-L. Cause it feels so good in real life. So G-I-R-L. So G-I-R-L. So G-I-R-L. How would you treat me in real life?
Are you just creepy in real life?
You don't impress me in real life. You wouldn't test me in real life. I'm getting messy in real life. They should arrest me in real life. It's like a show, but it's real life. And it feels so good in real life.
So good in real life. It feels so good in real life.
So G-I-R-L. So G-I-R-L. So G-I-R-L. Good in real life. So G-I-R-L. So G-I-R-L. So G-I-R-L. Cause it feels so good in real life. So G-I-R-L. So G-I-R-L.
Life's like a movie, don't know how it ends. Is this real life? Are you playing pretend? Cause you don't know me and I don't know you. If you wish my command, I make dreams come true. No fake, it ain't assimilation. Call info K in a real situation. Lost in a dream, I stuck behind a screen. The reality hits and get it out the scene. Let's get it started, we bout to set it off.
Yeah.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard song number 37 on our countdown of the best songs of the year. That was See, I Get It by Maggie Merlin. Before that, we heard Girl by 8485 and Danny Brown. Really fun, boppy little track. We love Danny Brown. And then at number 39, we heard Hot Fix Any Differently. Folks, we did a one pop culture countdown, but will you humor us for another? Pitchforks, they have like their worst to best list of things that happened this year.
Yeah.
We're just going to go through the top 10.
Okay, yeah.
We've got coming in like rated 9.
Yeah, okay, so they did the Pitchfork rating, so like the worst thing that happened in the year was
rated
a 0.
And
now we're going from 9 to 10. Like all the way to 10.
Yeah, so number 9, Kendrick Super Bowl Smile Classic.
The Kendrick Super Bowl was great.
It was so much fun.
It was so fun.
What a joy.
The Drake stuff was very funny.
Yeah.
And he's a great performer, so.
And yeah, the smile was perfect. Max B is free at 9.1.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is. Sorry, I don't listen to rap music. Except for Kendrick, because I am white. At 9.2, Wednesday's Carly Hartzman rebrands as an essayist. I want to read these essays.